I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's on the hotline right now. Clint Boyer stopping by the show.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest has grown to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. And this week, he's getting ready to return to the Kansas Speedway for this Thursday's Superstart Batteries 400 presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Please welcome NASCAR star and friend of the show, Clint Boyer.
What are you doing, man? How are you?
What's up, brother?
I'm excited for you guys to come back.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, Johnny.
What are you doing?
I'm going to take my butt to Kansas
yeah.
City. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
So you, this will be the first time you come into Kansas City, and I assume you're not going to be wall-to-wall packed with different meetings and places and things you have to do because of the social distancing.
Because COVID sucks.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant to say?
Let me tell you.
It's a pain in everybody's ass. There's no question about it. It's just there. It's alive. It's real. And I am over it. That being said, not over getting on a racetrack.
Right.
You know, looking forward to coming to Kansas Speedway, as always, as everybody in the garage area is. That's just the tough thing. You know, that sucks about all of this is we get to go to such a fun area.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's where I'm from, man. It's so cool to know that everybody in the garage area is always, you know, my phone will start blowing up here in the next day. All right, dude, where's the new place in town? Where are we going to eat? You know, where to go? Where to do this? Where to see that? Just a fun place to go. It kicks ass in every sense of the term. I mean, it's, you know, the legends and that whole area around the racetrack. I mean, it's just, I say it all the time, but it blows my mind, the difference that one piece, you know, you put that one piece of the puzzle on the table and then boom, look what happened because of it.
Yeah.
But good time to be, you know, in Kansas City, man. I mean, things are rocking. It's the Chiefs, what they accomplished, what they're fixing to accomplish again. I have no idea how Veach accomplished everything that he did, but, man, we've got them lined up again, baby.
I know. We got to get to it, though.
The Royals are fixing to start playing. That's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that.
I bought a mask online I found that says, keep Patrick Mahomes safe, wear a mask.
So true.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
The teams, they need a double mask. Make sure that he's
he should be in a bubble right now. He should be sealed off in a bubble until it's time to do what we do. Now, tell me what's happening down there. Because for those you don't know, if you've never been on the infield, if you've never been to a NASCAR race, a real stock car race, it's people are everywhere. And that's this huge change. It's the most fan-friendly thing you'll ever see. I mean, people in every corner, every part. The only place you don't have to have somebody is inside the car with you. But everything else is just wide open at some point, man, from the garage to the stands to, you know, the starting line. And it is really so insane for me to think about who's all allowed now. So you got your crew only.
And then
where's the media at?
That's it. There's only a few. It's literally bare essentials. I mean, they just now figured out a way to let some of the crew guys go in the victory lane for the picture. I mean, for a long time, it was just the driver only wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Taking one picture and out of there. But I guess just to put it in perspective for somebody from Kansas City, you know, a NASCAR race, if you've never been, it's like going to a Chiefs tailgating party. I mean, it's 2 or 3 days long. It's, you know, the only difference is I would say the closeness to the action of the player or the driver or whatever whatever, it's you know, you can go to Pitt Road and see them, you know, probably get their autograph.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, that's something that's always separated NASCAR from any other sport, right? But that's changed right now. You're fixing to see that in other sports, and other athletes are fixing to understand, you know, what we're going through. I mean, it's obviously everything to get back on the racetrack. There's a lot of business behind it. There's a lot of reasons, you know, they're still in an entertainment value. I mean, the ratings and everything.
Are you kidding me? I love it. Listen, yeah. I just like to watch the race, man. I'm so, so happy that it came back for everybody. And I'll be honest, selfishly, I'm glad it was racing, because I think it's going to introduce a lot of people who are starved for entertainment or starved for sports that maybe are trying it and getting invested in it for the first time because they don't have these other sports right now. And I think that's great, man. What a great time to discover it. It's you know, it's still fantastic. Yeah. I got to tell you, I thought about going back to church last week when I saw Hamlin eat it. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear sweet baby Jesus. I love you so very much. I may start up a church now. I just may just get money.
I love the hatred you have in you. It is second to none. Nobody beats you in hatred.
No.
The hatred you have for Denny Hamlin. I love to tell him about my little buddy Johnny.
You tell him. Listen, you know what he did? My friend Don Post, in a wheelchair, who you met, who was the Humanitarian of the Year, it all started because
awesome,
Denny Hamlin made him sit outside in the sun and wouldn't come outside and take a picture with him. And I saw it with my own eyes. That's how it all started.
Beat him up? Did you want to beat him up?
Yeah, I'd still like to give him a hot one. I'm like that,
but
man.
But honestly, where I was going that, kicked in and we were off in left field again.
I don't see you hugging Jeff Gordon any day, anytime.
Oh, dude, we're working together now, for crying out loud. Man, it's like life's a pretty crazy thing. It's pretty funny to think back of some of your past, and then how things come together, or how they were together, and now they're no longer. I mean, it's funny. I mean, that's God's way of having a sense of humor.
You can't question me. How many times have I seen you punch somebody while you're still at work?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, listen, let's talk about, I mean, you're still technically at work, and you're punching people.
My favorite thing is when you have a run-in like that, and you do it, it's for the moment, you're pissed off, you owed him one, and you get him one, and the next thing you know, it's a year later, and you're sitting there talking. At the very race that it happened, you don't even realize it. All of a sudden, your Twitter feed blows up, like, dude, what were you guys talking about? Beating each other up again? And you're like, damn, I forgot all about that. You know, it's funny how all that happens, but... Man, Kansas, I can't wait to get back to Kansas. Need a good one, buddy.
Yeah.
Beat up on the racetrack.
Finish. It were 11th.
We just, God almighty, we can't get anything to our way. 3 weeks in a row, single-digit finish, in the bag, 20 laps to go, caution comes out. Well, we pit under green because you're out of gas, need tires, as everybody is, but everybody gambles on that. There's strategy involved in that.
Yep.
We pit, 2 laps later, caution comes out. Not kidding, 3 weeks in a row, boom, go from a single-digit finish to 15th to 20th land and back in the points. So need a big run here at Kansas, looking forward to a good run here. You know, got to get some track position. The way we're not qualifying, we're not practicing, Johnny, you don't, no practice, show
really?
Up and rip.
See, these are the questions I want to ask you. So there's no practice, there's nobody around. There's no. Where are the cameras even? Are they just all automatic cameras? And at this point, are they all the way up on the top of the speedway? I mean, there's nobody that would normally be there or is going to be there. Correct.
Well, if you would ever let me get to my point, which is what I started 15 minutes ago, that's what I was trying to tell you. Other sports are fixing to figure out how tough this really is.
Yeah.
Not having the camera crews there. You know, when they're calling races, they're calling them from the studio at Fox Studios in Charlotte. NBC's now doing it in Charlotte. I mean, it is extremely challenging to capture everything for your audience that's going on at a NASCAR race because it's all over the track. You know, when you're watching a football game, it's relatively easier, I would think, because there's only one football. You follow the football, you got the action. You know, you follow the baseball, you know where the action is.
Right.
On a racetrack, you might be following the leader, and there might be a hell of a race going on the other side of the racetrack, or a huge wreck. or a fight going on when you're watching something else. It's extremely challenging to capture all of that for the audience when you're not actually there. It's been amazing as I go through this Fox deal and have been calling some of these races to hear the producers in the background, the guys calling the shots, production, you know, Alpha Yin Yang, camera guys, you know, back and forth, that communication, like, hey, man, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. You know, your young producer, she's on the camera guys. I mean, these other sports that are fixing to do this, they have to learn as you go, just like NASCAR did. And I'm telling you, it's a big challenge.
Dude, it's great to see it happening, though, because there's, look, we're just, you have to work around it. It can't be just a, let's just give up and let's not do it. Look, it sucks to not have people in the stands, but don't you, it took a little while to get a little used to it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not.
But that's the American way, right?
That's right.
We'll figure it out.
That's right.
Put a wall in front of us. We're going to figure out how to go over it, under it, around it, through
that's
it,
right.
Whatever. We don't care. It's America. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
That's it. And I got to tell you, I've never been more proud. I've never been more proud of NASCAR, and I don't want to dig into it, but it's when I saw him after the Bubba Wallace issue, everybody kind of surrounded him and all the other drivers, and everybody was there. I was like, man, you know what? That's it. It's you close ranks, and you realize you're the family, and any outsiders, that's who you're going to get your ass kicked. He's my brother. I might fight him and punch him in the face, but in the end of the day, if you say something, now we're all going to get down on it. And I was just proud of you guys.
There's nobody that's a tighter-knit group than NASCAR.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it is. If you threaten a family member or were told that there was a threat on a family member, it's no different than, that's the American way.
That's right.
We're family. We travel with one another. We look after one another. Yes, we're going to beat the hell out of one another on the racetrack, but if you have a flat tire and you got one of your Pierce is on the side of the road needing help, sitting there with his family. You can pull over and help him. You're going to give him a ride. You're going to, you know, whatever. I mean, we take care of one another, and you have to do that when you're traveling on the road, you know, 36 weeks a year. You just, you have to do that. But I don't believe that that's any different than any other sport. You know, if a football player's having trouble somewhere or if somebody's threatened or anything else, damn right. The way this country is born, we do that. We take care of one another.
Yeah, that's the key. That is the key, man. Take care of one another, man. Do the right thing. Be a good human being. Be the guy we were told we were when we were little kids, when we were growing up, and you're learning about the country, and we were the good guys. And when the war started, we went in, we helped people, and we, you know, it's, I don't care if it feels naive. I still want to buy into it, man. The American dream that anybody can do anything. You can, you got to be the good guy. You got to stand up. No, cowards are not tolerated.
Hey. If guys like you and I can figure out how to make a living, anybody.
That's
can do
a
it.
Fact, right? Listen, by the way, how's your no good brother? How's he doing?
Speaking of making a living.
Yeah.
Dude, he's doing good. He's they're baseballing it, man. You know, it's so different. You know, in our family, it was all about racing growing up. Since we were literally 4 years old, it's always racing, motorcycles, car racing, racing. Now, you know, my nephew's in this baseball. They're traveling all over the country playing it. My God, you ought to talk about dedication.
Yeah, Jake does that.
Those kids just, it's nonstop. Some of them get burnt out, and I see why. They don't do, you know, sometimes do anything else. It's to the ball field, it's to a tournament, and you better kick butt or we're going back to practice.
But isn't that how you grew up, though? I mean, the stories never end, and I do love this. Time the race comes to town, somebody will talk. They'll know you and I talk, and they'll go, you know, I used to watch Clint do this, and it always talks about where you came from, all the lakeside days, all the track days, and it's always like I watched him race, and there's a real history there, man. You're talking about 20-plus years racing.
Yeah, but I'm no different than any other, you know, professional athlete or sporting figure. Doesn't matter how far you've come. I mean, even all these years, you know, racing stock cars at the elite level of NASCAR, the pinnacle of our motorsports, right? I still remember things that I learned racing against a Tim Kerrick or a Billy Robinson over at Heartland Park Topeka and Thunderhill Topeka. John O'Neill at I-70. I mean, some of the things, the challenges and the things that you had to do to kick their ass over there in Kansas City are still the things that you have to do to pass a Kevin Harvick or a Jimmy Johnson or something like that. I mean, just because the name's a little bit bigger doesn't mean you didn't learn a lesson back in the day. No different than those ball players are doing when their kids are at now.
Yeah. And that, you know, you think of that jump to the ninth. You got that call from Richard Childress, his secretary calls, and you thought it was a bogus call. You were, you just had jumped into ARCA.
That's how stupid I am, Johnny. I literally hung up on the guy trying to give me my future. You can't make that up.
I love it.
You want to talk about second chances in life? Go ahead and hang up on that phone call thinking it's going to ring back.
Listen, man, I love you. I hope you have a great, safe race. Hope your family is safe. Man, I'll be watching you from television on the weekend, man. I can't wait to see the race.
Damn right. Hollers be rolling in. Thursday night thunder. It's going to be a good one. I can't wait. Kansas Speedway. Let's do it.
Stay right there, man. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.